All right, guys, Boomadu here with the Grind Scheme of Things. Let's have this conversation today about rhythm. You know, when a basketball player, you may have read perhaps in the blurb leading up to this, and I'm not telling you anything new, when a basketball player or soccer player or whatever athlete is having a hard time, you know, converting their efforts into points, the critics usually you're saying something like, it just seems that they just can't find their rhythm. They can't get into a groove tonight. For whatever the reason is, it always just comes down to this rhythm, this mysterious, mystical aspect of an athlete's performance known as their rhythm or their groove. So for us as, let's just say, for now, ordinary people, I'm putting that in quotes, or extraordinary professionals, depending on where you are, we have to face the same question of rhythm, of what it takes for us to find our groove. And so this podcast is about that. It's about how to look over the course of a month or sometimes weeks and identify those rhythms, those patterns that are just right there in front of our faces, but sometimes we don't realize. And if you're willing to take a look at them and willing to make adjustments based on the rhythms, or specifically the patterns that you notice, you can increase your performance and your productivity just by leveraging the patterns that are already there. So if that's of interest to you, this is the podcast for you. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you on the other side and in the next segment of this Productive Soul Conversation.
Okay, good people, it's time for a Productive Soul Conversation. So what's tonight's conversation about? We're talking about rhythm. No, not that kind of rhythm. Talking about productivity rhythms. Although, yes, of course, if you can, you know, keep a beat, that helps. But we're talking about productivity rhythm. And as always, I'm not going to rush through the conversation. I'm actually going to have a conversation, right? You ever felt like someone who's having a conversation with you trying to rush to their, you know, conclusion? It's okay. If there's a meaningful exchange to be had, let's have it and let's not rush this, okay? Months last from anywhere from 28 days, depending on whether or not we're in a leap year or not, to 31 days, okay? And if you've been alive long enough and you're up to something, up to making things happen, you'll notice how the days just sort of blend and become weeks, and the weeks just accelerate and become months. And all of a sudden, before you know it, 3 months go by. Oh my gosh, it's the spring. Oh my gosh, it's the summer. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's fall. Oh my gosh, this year is going by so fast, and it's the holidays again. So in this conversation, I want to talk about why it matters to have your monthly productivity rhythm in place, and how you have to be the person that at least is aware that this thing actually exists, that it's happening, okay? So at the beginning of any given month or at the end of any given month, you should have a sense of what got done, what didn't get done, and what adjustments need to be made. If you're someone who's in that, you know, I recently started reading a book that talks about, you know, the 12 week year, right? You got your work cut out for you. You know that you got your 12 weeks. You got to take assessment each week, each month, and make sure that you're going on track. And for those of you who, you know, aren't there, but really kind of look over the bigger picture of, you know, the full year, the same principle applies. And when it comes to planning and executing, there's a certain rhythm that you will notice that happens each and every week. It's the combination of things, that patterns that you notice about how you feel at the end of any given week, how you feel at the beginning of the week, how you feel in the middle of the week based on how certain projects are going. And if you start to notice these patterns from how you feel, what's going on, you know, family-wise, what's going on with you, what's going on with your partner, what's going on with the kids, you'll notice, of course, without it sounding too obvious, our significant others, depending on what your relationship situation is, they have their own cycles as well that influence their moods and biological experiences, right? So naturally, life happens in cycles. And for us, from a productivity perspective, depending on how your goals are set up, you have to also be able to be aware. Take a step back and look at how these cycles and how these patterns are playing out in your life. Right? There's patterns for certain windows of time in the year. The back to school window has its own patterns. The holidays going into October, going into November, going into December, going into January, going into like each month has its own patterns. We already know. And there's certain things that anchor them. February, okay, for those who celebrate Valentine's Day, you know, okay, great. In the middle of that month, there's a certain pattern. January, the first week of the year, is a certain, you know, that new beginning pattern. The holidays, I don't even want to get into that. November and Thanksgiving, that has its own pattern. Pumpkin Spice Month of October, that has its own pattern. Nature has its own seasons. And so these things matter. Because they matter, for those of you who've been following my sort of focus on 24-hour blueprint thinking and using these tools, you now have the opportunity to start, even if, let's say you don't know your patterns, you don't know what the monthly rhythm is yet. Well, you now have the opportunity to start documenting what they are by using your 24-hour blueprint to start noting and capturing what are the things that are happening. What are the things you are noticing? If you're in business by default, you know, at the end of the month, if there's a quarter, if there's a goal, if there's a certain, you know, metric that you're trying to reach, there's a pattern there. Okay? Make sense? You guys following this, right? Okay. So in business, it's very clear because you got numbers that you got to hit to reach these patterns. In like sort of regular everyday on the consumer side of life, you know, you just want to make sure that the bill is paid, right? And if we talk about patterns, right? A mortgage has a pattern. Rent's got a pattern. Garbage collection, it's got a pattern. So once you start knowing your patterns, patterns of productivity, patterns of action taking, patterns of moods, patterns of attitudes of mind, patterns even of the day. How you feel at 6 a.m. versus 6 p.m. Noticing these patterns will influence how you want to coordinate and plan out your month. So the monthly rhythm is really, really key, because from the monthly rhythm, you can start to develop momentum. And from momentum, a lot of great magical things can happen. And even sometimes you can start to collapse time or accelerate in the direction that you want to go in with whatever it is that you're focused on. So inside of the 25 blueprint, going in between the sheets here, you have, I've focused on this before, you've got your monthly design sheet in the back, right? To your calendar sheets. But along with that, breaking it down into days, you've got what I call the 3-week look ahead. It's not 4 weeks, it's a 3-week look ahead. I hypothesize that 3-week window of time, and the way that these sheets are designed, they're designed for you to be able to put things in that 3-week. They're designed for you to flip the sheets and be able to see 3 weeks in like 2 seconds, right? 3 weeks of actions or activities that you need to take so that your mind is primed for what's coming and is inspiring you and informing you as far as what you need to do right now to be prepared for what's coming down the pipe in about 2 or 3 weeks. So to start to create your pattern, these sheets that are in here are called the 3-week look ahead because they give you enough time where you're not overwhelmed by looking too far ahead. Right? And you're not bored by, you know, overly just dwelling on a very, you know, finite situation where you just kind of feel like you don't, you know, you don't know what to plan ahead for, but you're not comfortable just being still, right? There's a little tension there. Okay. So the 3-week look ahead with the weekly intention and outcome sheets, right? Which are side by side. You can see them here, right? These two sheets together are like peanut butter and jelly. All right. And when you start to create and note what needs to happen 3 weeks ahead of time, and what I mean by three weeks ahead of time, I'm going to break this down a little bit. So let's say this week I was supposed to ship out a package, right? Ship out a playbook and a 24 blueprint planner. Let's say I ship that out to a client. I'll ship that out to someone that I'd like to host a workshop with. Okay. What's going to happen? Right? So what's going to happen is I'm going to make a note. Let's just say I'm going to ship it out on a Tuesday. Ship out planner and playbook to Steve at the University of fill in the blank. Okay. If I ship it out this week on Tuesday, there's another action that I need to take either the 2 days later, or let's just use stick with the three week look ahead framework the next week. So I ship it out this Tuesday, right? And I've made a note in my intentions and outcomes page. I've noted, I ship out playbook and planner to Steve, right? Boom. I do that on this Tuesday. The following Tuesday, you know what I'm going to write in my planner on my 3 week look ahead sheet or in that on the three week look ahead sheet. And of course noted as an action to do on the intentions page. I'm going to write, I follow up with an email to confirm that Steve got the planner. Now I'm writing it ahead of time. I'm queuing my mind up for that action. And then the third week, I write, I thank Steve for letting me know and giving me great feedback on the 24 Blueprint Planner and Playbook. Or I thank Steve for confirming me as a guest to host a workshop. Whatever the plan is, okay? Now, you just saw me, I just only wrote three actions. One was ship, two was confirm, and the third one was, you know, respond with gratitude and thank that person. You've got your version of the same thing, okay? In my case, I'm just talking about a shipping task. For you, it could be scheduling a doctor's appointment. This week, I schedule a doctor's appointment with dentist or a dental appointment. Okay. Okay. This week you schedule it. Next week, confirm that date is still the date. Okay. I know it sounds very mundane, but how many times have you, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I had that. Now you got a conflict. Ah, now you got a headache. Okay. And if you want to, in this case, borrow from what I said, follow up with your dentist and thank them. For some people, it's not the case. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to thank my dentist. It's always painful. But you get my point. Okay. The idea here. So the idea is that for every action, there's another action to follow up. And then there's an action to confirm and wrap everything up in threes. With that threes approach, you now start to notice certain things that can happen over the course of a month. And so now you may decide, you know, the first week of the month, I schedule whatever appointments I have for the month or that I want to schedule. First week of the month is the week to schedule appointments. Second week of the month is the week to confirm that everything that I scheduled is a done deal. Third week, I acknowledge, I celebrate, I appreciate. Send an email out or send a text out or whatever the thing is for you, you're going to do in that third week. I'm using the most simplest example of this just to illustrate the idea that at some point you will notice, if you're paying attention to your life and your life patterns, what happens. So for me, I'm going to use another illustration. First week of any given month, I can send out a text message blast to some of my guests or some of my clients, you know, on the styling and image consulting side. You say, hey, listen, there are some new great pieces that have come in for Ralph Lauren or Balenciaga or what's another brand, Isaiah, whatever the brands are. Okay. I love these. Here's my favorite picks. Maybe that's the first week is the week that I send out a presentation, just a small slide deck to just show what my favorites are. My second week, and with a link that says, hey, book an appointment. Love to see you this month. By second week, I could say, hey, Jonathan, I haven't heard from you. I hope you're okay. Did you get my presentation or booklet or PDF on my favorite new pieces that came in this month, right? And then the third week is me making sure that everyone who is booked, that we're all good to go and confirming, so that by the fourth week of the month, you know, I've got people coming in and is business happening, okay? That is just a map out of just how business can flow, right? Based on a monthly rhythm. And I can repeat that the following month, and repeat that the following month, and make adjustments accordingly based on what season we're in. Okay? So I've used at least two illustrations here, two examples, just to paint the picture, maybe even three, to paint the picture of how you want to embrace this idea that you operate and can operate and need to operate using and leveraging the monthly rhythm. Because once you figure out what your monthly rhythm is, you can pattern that out over at least 10 to 12 months. And why is that important? It's because you then don't have to think as much, use your energy trying to think and create every month, what's going to happen now? What do I need to do now? Okay? That energy for me is so painful to use. The energy of worry and anxiety and confusion and frustration, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. Let's put it that way. Okay? All right. So for you, do you know or have you noticed how you operate and what your monthly rhythm is? And if you don't, this is a good time for you to discover it. You could even look back over the past 3 or 4 weeks and look at what you did. And then if you can remember far enough, look at how similar it is to what you did the previous month. Okay? And once you get that pattern down, now you can start to ask, does this pattern serve me? Does this pattern support me? Does this pattern support the people that I serve? Does this pattern support my family and my friends, et cetera, et cetera? Okay? This is why monthly rhythms matter and how you need to sort of access it and figure it out for you. If you're on the entrepreneurial side, you already know. You got to figure out what your marketing cadence is month in and month out in order for things to work, whether it's an email cadence, a text merged with an email cadence, a text merged with an email cadence, merged with a phone call cadence, like whatever it is, you got to figure out what your monthly rhythms are. And then once you make those adjustments, you can then kind of accelerate into the future, making the most of it. All right. So, and of course, there are tools to help you architect that out, to blueprint it out. And once it's done, you don't need to use this forever. Once you have it down and kind of get into the rhythm of it, all right, you don't need to, you know, it's like you don't have to read the driver's manual in order for you to, you know, steer the wheel and just keep your hand at 10 and 2. Okay. All right. That's it. Any questions? If you have any, post them, send me a direct message. I'd be more than happy to respond. If you're new here, of course, welcome. If you're someone who's been here, done that, and you appreciate the message, show some love, leave a comment, share this, have the conversation with other people, and feel free to always let me know how this is impacting and making a difference for you. Always helps me to help you. All right, guys, appreciate y'all checking this out, and we are out of here. Talk to you soon.
All right, guys, thanks for listening to The Productive Soul. So what do you do now? Well, I think it's always obvious, at least I like to think it is, for finding your rhythm. Sometimes you just require tools, sometimes you require a system, and sometimes you require a coach. Either way, they all kind of come together. Because once you start using some tools, you'll make some progress. But then if you want to scale or you want to accelerate, naturally makes sense, of course, to get some coaching or some guidance. But let's just start with some great tools by making sure that you have the 24 Blueprint Bundle in your hands in the form of the playbook and the planner for those of you who are interested. And I'll leave all that information for you below. And the biggest thing is, even if you don't already have, if you feel like, oh man, I don't need the tools, right? If you don't already have a playbook or a planner, the best advice I can give you is to just be very, very attentive to what your rhythms and what your patterns are, so you can make those adjustments as you need to in order for you to become your most productive and soulful self. All right. And for those of you, again, who want a 25 Blueprint Bundle, help yourself, head over to the description section or the link in the bio and get what you need.